Democrats sought to highlight the diversity and inclusivity of their coalition at the convention this week. There were moving remarks from gun violence victims, a Border Patrol agent, the Israeli-American parents of a hostage held in Gaza. But when delegates from the Uncommitted Movement asked for a spot for a Palestinian-American to speak, they were denied.
Today, I watched my party say our tent can fit anti-choice Republicans, but it can't fit an elected official like me. I do not understand why being a Palestinian has become disqualifying in this country.
That was Rua Roman, a Georgia State House representative and a Democrat, speaking to reporters outside the convention. The Uncommitted Movement has been pushing for a ceasefire in Gaza and an arms embargo on Israel. NPR's Ashley Lopez joins us now to discuss this. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so Ashley, do we know what the message of the speech would have been if it had been approved?
Yeah, so we actually have a pretty good idea of what was going to be said because we know at least one person who activists were proposing to speak, Georgia State lawmaker Rua Roman. She actually read her speech to reporters outside the convention center yesterday.
Our party's greatest strength has always been our ability to unite. Some see that as a weakness, but it's time we flex that strength. Let's commit to each other. To electing Vice President Harris and defeating Donald Trump, who uses my identity as a Palestinian as a slur.
Roman also told reporters she wants to work with the party, which is why she said she was confused as to why the party would exclude her and others from this week's program. Groups that are important parts of the coalition of voters Democrats need to win have also voiced support. This week, the United Auto Workers, a powerful union that has endorsed Harris, said in a statement that the party should have allowed a Palestinian American to speak at the convention.
So do we know why the campaign and convention organizers denied the speaker, and did the vice president address any of the delegates' concerns last night?
Yeah, so in one part of her speech, she called the suffering in Gaza heartbreaking, and she said she's committed to a ceasefire.
President Biden and I are working to end this war such that Israel is secure, the hostages are released, the suffering in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security, freedom, and self-determination.
Right before this, she delivered a line that she said before, that she will always stand up for Israel's right to defend itself. And earlier in the day at a press conference, a Harris campaign spokesperson did not directly answer a reporter's question about why they aren't allowing a Palestinian speaker to address the convention.
So does the decision to leave out a Palestinian-American voice on the main stage, I should note there was a Palestinian human rights panel not on that stage, does that create any challenge for Harris going forward? And does it send a message that Palestinian-American voices just don't matter to this party?
So it definitely could. First, I think it's important to remember where some of these uncommitted votes were cast. Michigan and Wisconsin are a good example of two states where there were thousands of uncommitted votes cast during the Democratic primary. And these were states with very thin margins during the last presidential election. I think it's also worth noting that part of the momentum behind the Harris campaign right now is being fueled by younger voters and voters of colors. And these are voters who are most unhappy with U.S. policy on Gaza.
NPR political correspondent Ashley Lopez. Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you.